Mr. Belafonte. It's Mayo. Mayo. Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem.
Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today. On the web at sandersground.com.
Melinda Mayo, how are you?
Hey, guys, I'm doing well. This is a fun group this morning on yet another rainy morning in Arkansas.
Hey, you know what, Melinda? I told Trey and Christian this morning when I got here, when I left the morning show 4 years ago, I said I was never going to wake up early again, and I've held true to that.
Was that 4 years ago?
It was 4 years ago, yeah. So,
golly, man.
I said it's hard to believe. I was never going to wake up early again, and I've really held true to that. I've woken up before 6 a.m. one time in the last 4 years, and then today the alarm went off at 4:45. And Melinda, I can't imagine your alarm's gone off very much early here recently. I was like, oh. Haven't seen this in a while.
Yeah, the very very first person I used to talk to when I got up in the morning was R.J. Hawk for many years because I would call in as first thing when I got to the station because I had to record the weather so it would play. So we said good morning to each other, I think, before anybody else for several years in a row.
Yeah, and then it was always Melinda, then Beth.
What an awful wake-up call.
Easy, man. She's talking about me.
I was talking about RJ. I'm kidding, brother.
I know. Hey, Melinda, you talked about the rain. It poured like crazy yesterday. And is the rain going to move out for a nice weekend?
Well, it's going to, for the most part, there's still some rain chance this weekend, but you're right. We had some flooding last night, especially up around Russellville. I saw some videos of cars that were stuck in about, several inches of water because we got like 1 to 3 inches in just a couple of hours. And then up there in Pope County, we got 4 and 5 inches in a few places. So we still have a couple more rounds to get through, I'm afraid. I think there's a round this afternoon. A kind of scattered rain and thunderstorms, and then probably even another one tonight. Now, it's going to be spotty. Not everybody's going to get it, so that's good news. And hopefully we can get it raining in places that it hasn't already because, like Trey's been saying, we have been in a drought. The winter, the early spring was just so dry. So this is a good thing, but I know we want it out by the weekend. And our rain chances do go down this weekend to just 40% Saturday, 30% Sunday, which is just kind of typical late May. So no big deal there. So it does get better, but still some more rain later today.
Melinda, yes.
Hey, Melinda.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No,
Go, Justin. I was just going to say RJ and I are both taking our daughters to the World Series in Oklahoma City tonight. And the weather looks pretty bad there. I don't know if you've looked or you haven't, if you have, what are we looking at?
Yeah, latest I've looked, it looks pretty good by tonight because to the west of us, of course, it moved out earlier than here. So that third round that'll be here tonight should already be through and done with Oklahoma City. So at 8:30 tonight, at first pitch, which is basically midnight to me, it looks like partly cloudy skies and about 77 degrees. So I think it's looking pretty good. There's not much of a rain.
Okay. I was just looking on the app on my phone, I mean, which may not be accurate.
Yeah, those phone apps, I'll tell you what.
Hey, speaking of alerts, Melinda, yesterday I saw on social media people were saying that tornado sirens were going off at the Little Rock Air Force Base. There weren't any tornadoes in the area, was there?
There were no tornado warnings issued. So these tornado sirens continue to be just a bane in the existence of all meteorologists and the National Weather Service. So, you know, since we have our legislator here, I thought maybe we could talk about it because they are so unregulated. So the sirens went off up close to Little Rock Air Force Base. There was a lowering of the clouds that kind of looked a little scary, but but there was no spin. There was no rotation, which is what we watch for and the National Weather Service watches for on radar to issue a tornado warning. So the National Weather Service doesn't sound those sirens. Those are done by local officials. The municipality that owns the sirens is basically in charge of when they flip the switch and when they don't. So it confuses a lot of people. I think they got a call probably that someone said, hey, this looks like a tornado near the Air Force Base or near Jacksonville. They flip the switch, and what do people do? Well, they grab their phone, and there's no warning. Or they come in and maybe turn on the TV, and there's no warning. So it's very unregulated. The sirens were never really meant for people inside. They were meant for people outside, whether they're at ball games or working in the yard or working in the field. And really the intent of them has been come inside or go to your phone and see if there's a warning. But it's just very unregulated. It's not just in Arkansas. It happens all over the country that they get turned on for different reasons. So
Melinda,
it's just a real confusing system.
Okay, so, you know, I being in the media for and doing this for a little while, you know, when there's a weather, like a weather alert on the radio or on TV, it's usually started from the Emergency Management Service. I guess it goes to PBS, and then they send it out to all the TV and radio stations. So you're telling me there's just somebody at the local city hall that just hits the button?
I see an ugly cloud. Yeah, let's turn her on.
There's just somebody down there that says, ah, man, it doesn't look good. We're going to hit the button. Let it go.
Unfortunately, that's exactly right. I think maybe technology is more than just hit the button. I think some of them can do it remotely, whoever is in charge of that. But yes, that's basically what happens. And sometimes, you know, you'll hear the warning. Maybe Pulaski County sirens are going off everywhere. I might hear it out here in West Little Rock, and I'll look, and the warning is in North Little Rock. You know, it's not even in that part of the county. But they saw, hey, there's a warning for Pulaski County, sound the siren. So we get it all the time. People say sirens are going off in Conway, sirens are going off here. And we have to come back and say, hey, there is no warning for your area. The rotation is way up here in Maumelle. So, yeah. And what I've been told is that it would cost so much money. This is where the legislature maybe can come in. It would cost so much money to upgrade the systems where they did go off of the actual tornado warnings. And it's really expensive to upkeep them anyway.
Yeah.
And it would cost a lot to upgrade that. So it's not tied in any way to the warning system.
I get, Melinda, you said it's the bane of the existence of meteorologists in the National Weather Service. I'm assuming that's because a fear that people will kind of let their guard down. The boy who cried wolf type syndrome where, like, you hear it and there's not really anything there when there is an actual tornado emergency or other weather emergency that they may not be as mindful and pay close attention to it.
That's exactly right. You know, we don't want warnings sounded where they're not warnings. And then, like you said, they say, oh, well, they were wrong again because, you know, it was sunny when that warning went off. That's possible with the way these storms are spotty in different places. But, you know, any warning is a good warning if it's something that says, hey, let me look on my phone and see. And then you find out, okay, the warning is up there in you know, a different part of the county. I can call someone and let them know. So that's a good thing. And
right.
I know for years they've helped people, especially if you're outside or you don't have your phone. So it's good to get a warning no matter what. But just know that those are not regulated and they're not dependent on the actual warnings from the National Weather Service.
I'm glad you told me this, Melinda. I had no idea. I thought that just like the radio and TV, the Emergency Management Service put those things out. And so that's good information to know. I had no idea. Melinda, Arkansas baseball, we were talking about it a minute ago. They get kicked off on Friday. KTV's doing an attorney special tonight from 7 to 8, aren't they?
That's right. So before the 8:30 game with the women, you can watch on Channel 7. I'm still very loyal to KATV, so Steve Sullivan will be hosting that special tonight from 7 to 8 o'clock on Channel 7. I saw where he interviewed former Hawk great Blaine Knight, the pitcher, to kind of talk about his, you know, his former coach, Dave Van Horn, and you can just really feel the love that all these players have for Van Horn. And he said, you know, he's done everything else there is to do in college baseball but win the national championship, mm-hmm. and how badly they all are.
Catch a pop fly! Oh, God!
Justin, when they had the when they had the pop fly down, I guess it was the left field line in softball. Did it? Did you just kind of hold your breath whenever they to get that final out? I know that.
Oh yeah, well, I was Ella like, McDowell.
Oh my
gosh.
Yeah,
they were up by a ton.
Yeah, they were up by a ton. I mean, but still, though, anytime you see the
that's how rallies get started.
Well, you, that's when you see when you see the shortstop, third baseman, and left fielder all converge for that ball in the in foul territory.
You're getting flashbacks.
You're just like, oh, PTSD starting to set in a little bit.
Yeah, you're like 2018.
Melinda, are you gonna stay up and watch the softball game tonight?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, my dance card is open, as I say, so I could sleep late tomorrow so I can watch that game, no matter how late it goes. But yeah,
I'm sorry, Melinda. Go ahead.
That's okay. I was going to say I was the same way. That pop-up foul, the other, or that last out, I jumped up off the couch and stood up, like, because there's just something visceral about that kind of a pop-up now for all of us, I guess, forever. So I'm so glad when they called it. But, yeah, I'll be up and watching the game tonight. I mean, the girls' bats are getting hot at the right time. What is it, five straight run rules? Against five straight opponents,
yeah.
So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I think the only problem is we kind of give up a lot of homers, too, so we just got to be sure that we have at least one more than them.
I'll say this, especially with Oklahoma being bounced from
– That's huge.
Huge. Like, I maybe it's me being biased. I don't know. But, like, we got a chance to, like, win the whole thing.
Now,
I mean,
and I'll say this,
I
Justin,
really believe that.
No, and I agree with you. I will say, though, that Nebraska's not just going to be some easy team. They've won 51 games this year.
No, I agree.
And I think I saw that they had the third toughest schedule in all of college softball this year. So they're going to be a good team tonight.
They have maybe the best pitcher.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so Melinda, hey, go ahead and thank your sponsor for us.
Sure will do. So Sanders, you know, they watch the weather, so they watch every one of these rounds of rain to be sure that your yard is fertilized out ahead of it. They're out there doing that right now. They've got the flower bed treatments if you need them. They've got the soil reports. That's something you get if you're a customer that I don't think any other service does. Every year they come out, test your soil so they know if they're doing the right thing, what it needs for the next year. So that's what they're doing now as well. And, of course, those mosquitoes, that treatment is available too, because this water, as Trey will tell us, the mosquitoes love it. So
yes,
they're going to be out.
Melinda, they're out. They're out. That's another thing that comes with all this rain.
Yeah, for sure. So give them a call, 501-315-9395, or sandersground.com is the website. Free estimate. Doesn't cost you a thing for them to come out and give you a quote.
Awesome, Melinda. Well, hey, have a great weekend, and Baz and Roger will be back next week, and it's always great talking to you.
You as well. Y'all be careful driving to OKC, and call the talk for us.
Okay, sounds good. That's Melinda Mayo.